This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The outdoor farmers market season in Springfield now over. The fresh produce and other items are moving indoors with a holiday and winter farmers markets just ahead. And there is a new location for them. I talked with Molly Gleason. She's with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, which oversees the events. She says the change will keep all the markets downtown.
I mean, we have a great built-in audience with the Old Capitol Farmers Market downtown, and the other markets have been in various different places out at the fairgrounds. The winter market was at Third Presbyterian Church, and so it was just really confusing for people to know where they should go to find local food in the wintertime. So connecting it back to downtown on the same street as the Old Capitol Farmers Market, that was really important to us.
And I'm assuming space was also a big issue here as far as finding someplace big enough to allow for growth of these markets.
Yes, space is such a difficult challenge. So we were really fortunate when the State House Inn stepped up and said, hey, we have this ballroom. We think it would be great. Not a lot of other spaces in just downtown or anywhere in Springfield have the capacity to hold 40 different vendors for a farmer's market and are willing to do that on a monthly basis. So that was great.
Well, I always think of farmers markets as community events. They're not just about shopping, and it's not always even just about food. People like to come out and congregate and see things. Having the ability to possibly grow this and keep this going year-round, that seems to me to be something where you can continue momentum from the spring and summer months and even early fall right around the calendar.
That's what we're hoping. Farmers really can grow a lot of stuff in the wintertime. There's hoop houses and other things that they can do to really extend the season. And so we have farmers coming to us and saying, hey, we've got this stuff. We want to sell it during the wintertime. There's no other place for us to sell it. Once the farmers market closes, there's not a lot of other venues for them to go to. So it's really great for farmers. But then, yeah, we want people to continue to shop downtown, to engage in the community, to go to the farmers market, and then, you know, spread out, go to the other businesses in the downtown area. So, yes, very much a community affair.
What kind of participation are you expecting from vendors?
So we've had about 40 different vendors for the holiday markets in the past. It will have to be a little bit smaller this year for the holiday markets. So we're about 30 vendors for the holiday markets just because the space is a little bit smaller. But our winter market, we're really hoping will grow. We've only had 10 or 15 vendors there in the past. So now we have space for 30. So we can make the winter markets January through April much stronger.
So the holiday markets were at the state fairgrounds,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
So you did have more space there. But it was the winter markets where things were getting a little cramped.
Yes, exactly.
We've been hearing a lot about farmers markets and attendance dropping at those, even the ones in the summer months, due to basically competition from, you know, expanded store offerings of produce to the at-home meal delivery kits. Are you still seeing that happening here in Springfield?
I would have to go back to our farmers market manager, but I'm pretty sure attendance grew this year for us. It definitely didn't drop. It either stayed stable or grew. So, I mean, that's a result of, I think, a result of the community partnerships with DSI and Springfield Area Arts Association and then the downtown businesses. And we're all working together to get the community out there and make sure that they know that, hey, these are great events and this supports everybody.
So the first one of these coming up, of course, is the holiday farmers markets that gets underway really just a few weeks from now in November. Talk about some of the things that are going to be happening at that.
Yeah, so we have about 30 different vendors that are coming. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving, so it's Saturday, November 17th. So it's the perfect place to pick up all your ingredients for your Thanksgiving meals. There will be everything from fresh greens and root vegetables and sweet potatoes to apples and cider and cheese and then all your pastured pork and holiday turkeys. You can order them pre-order. We will have kids activities from Slow Food Springfield. So you can come in, drop your kids off. They can play a little bit while you do the shopping. We hope to have Illinois Wine there to do some wine sampling. So we're working with them on that. They will have coffee, prepared lunch. So it's just going to be a really great event.
It's Molly Gleason with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. You can find out more details about the upcoming Old Capitol Holiday Farmers Markets and the winter markets and when they are taking place. That's all available at nprillinois.org.